Well, we got one more coach to go. We said we'd go over tonight, and boy, what a great turnout, a phenomenal turnout by the girls' high school basketball coaches here in the Lorain County area. We thank them so much. And last but not least, by any stretch of the imagination, is the girls' high school basketball coach at Wellington, Nathan Morris, as he stops by to pay us a visit to close the show out. And as we said, first of all, thank you for coming. Thanks to all the coaches for coming. Boy, this has been a tremendous night here at Wolfies.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and ready to get our girls' basketball season off and get a good start and ready to go.
Coming off a tough campaign, I believe 5 wins last year, is that correct?
Yep.
So what do you do to get that number up? How do you look to improve this year?
Well, we just keep working. I mean, we're going to be young again this year. We have 19 girls on our roster, and 14 are either a freshman or sophomore. So we just got to keep working each day, trying to get better, and see what happens.
Nathan, you were the boys' coach at Wellington, took some time off, and then became the girls' coach. So does it help that you're in the same community? And how did you see that transition going from being a boys' coach to the girls' program?
For me, it was kind of a natural transition. When I took the time off, I took time off for my children. They're all 3 girls. So I knew that at some point in time, I would be wanting to coach them. And they're now of age where, you know, I have a 5th grader, a 3rd grader. They're starting to get interested in the game. And so it was pretty much a natural transition for me to head over to the girls' side and help out on that side.
Talk a little bit about the girls that you're coaching this year. Yeah. Who are some key girls for the Wellington Lady Dukes this season?
Well, we've got 4 returning letter winners. We have a senior, Sam Sparks. We have a junior, Hope Deermeyer. We have 2 sophomores, Alexis Lemkohl and Aaron Frank.
And what do you expect from them? What are some strengths they bring to your team, Coach?
The strengths for us this year, we're blessed with some pretty good size, actually. We're going to have 3 girls on the floor starting for us probably that are 5'11", 6 foot, and 5'11", which for the girls' side is pretty good size for us. And then, you know, those 4 are going to bring some good experience from last year. And so, you know, we're going to look to them for a lot of leadership out on the floor, and we look for it in practice too.
You know, Tim said last year, you know, obviously 5 wins, not where you ultimately want to be. But when you think from 2 years ago, you made a nice jump to last year. Can you take the next step this year? Is that the goal to maybe try to do a little bit? Not put a number on it, but is that the goal to do a little bit more?
Absolutely. We want to improve on what we did last year. I mean, last year we won more games last year than we did the previous 2 years combined. So that was a big step for us, and we're just going to try to continue to build off of that each year.
I asked Amy this question. I'll ask you the same question. Just through sheer experience, just being out there, you know, 8 minutes a quarter, 32 minutes a game, whatever it may be, do you just see your team get better just from playing the game, the experience that you bring back?
Absolutely. You know, the more our younger girls play, the better they're going to get. You know, there's nothing – you can't teach the experience. Experience of being out on the floor. Experience of going through tight games. We won 5 games, but we were in like 3 or 4 other games down the stretch, and that experience will help us this year, I think.
How do you see the league? I mean, I know Keystone's got everybody back, but how do you look at the Stars division? I mean, for the Pack?
We were just Coach DeMacchi and I were just talking about that. Keystone is well above most of our team, all the teams in our league. They're going to be the team, and then after that, I see it's going to be kind of a balanced league. Buckeye had a great campaign last year. Coach Kalady did a nice job over there. They'll be good again. You know, if we can't count Firelands out with their tradition and what Coach does over there. And then on the other side, Tom does a really nice job at Columbia. So I see them being a team to beat as well.
So in the end, what are your goals? What do you want to see this team accomplish this year?
Well, you know, we talk about just getting better. I know it's kind of cliche, but we get better every day. We try to take a step each day to get better, and that's all we can do.
There you go. Hey, I know you had to wait. Hopefully you got a good meal out of it.
I saw you over there
at that table. That's a dangerous table over there with that group of coaches.
I was just thinking to myself, maybe that should have been the show.
You don't want a live mic at that table right now. Hey, again, we appreciate you stopping out. Best of luck this year. As you said, this program's on the rise. I think you got some good things happening down there at Wellington.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks, Nathan. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Nathan Morris, girls head coach at Wellington, as he joins us here at the TET head table. And, Rob, wow, I think we set a record tonight for girls coaches. What a turnout. That was just fabulous. Our hours were never boring, to say the least, when we got this thing cranked up at 6. Had a feeling we'd go a little bit past 9 o'clock, and indeed we did. Can't thank enough all the girls' coaches for coming out here tonight. What a fantastic show. And as I said, well, you hear those highlights, you hear the names, you hear the coaches talk. It just gets you fired up about hoops.
It does. And I want to thank Megan Lehrer, because I know she really tried to get the coaches to make sure that they would attend tonight. And Megan Lehrer, the first coach we had on way back when, I think was a big part of the reason that we had 15 coaches today.
Wow, what a great turnout. And, of course, so we're going to turn right around and do it here again on a Wednesday night with the boys' high school basketball coaches in Lorain County, as we'll have our boys' high school basketball preview. But a terrific girls' show to start our week tonight here at Wolfie's. All right, we ran a little bit over, so we're going to close it on out. Rob, we'll see you in 2 days over here at Wolfie's. Thanks to Jared. Thanks, of course, to Terry Zevnik, Matt Douglas, who had us on Facebook Live all night long. Again, Scott, Wendy, Wolf, everybody here at Wolfie's, all the girls' coaches who made their way out. And, of course, the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. We hope you enjoyed it. Boy, if you're a basketball junkie, you had to love it, as basically every coach in the county on the girls' side was out here tonight. I'll be back with you again tomorrow night, election night coverage with Craig Adams and, of course, David Arredondo and Tom Orlando and the whole crew in WEOL Election Central. So until tomorrow night, when we get things rolling with our coverage, with all the results and reactions, this is Tim Alcorn saying once again, thank you very much for listening. And from Wolfie's, so long, everybody.